The personnel assignment officer for all of Europe was a friend of mine, so I asked if there was a motor officer job open. I soon received orders for 63rd Tank Battalion, 1st Infantry Division, at Grafenwald, a tank firing range of the Germans.
It was a tank firing range and maneuver area. The 1st Division, Big Red 1, were scattered all over that part of Germany. But our battalion was stationed right at Grafenwald, and all these infantry units would come there to practice and maneuvering or firing or, or something. And on their maneuvers, they would use the tanks, because the tanks were there all the time, so we didn't have to use the tanks back and forth. And the Germans built us a repatriation money. They built us wooden garages that would hold all the tanks, and so they were in out of the snow, the worst part of the winter. We were the only ones there, post headquarters and the tank battalion. So the officers club was just us officers from the tank battalion. And enlisted men had nothing to do. No town close by. I can imagine it was horrible being stationed there permanently. You had, I guess, about 30 miles to Nuremberg and 10 or 15 miles to Weiden. Stanley Weiden is where my son was going to school. A bus would pick the kids up and take them to Weiden to go to school. That's where a dependent school was.
Here I started having severe migraine headaches that drove me out of my head. I finally was sent to Wiesbaden, a hospital for brain disorders and other mental types. I spent about 10 days there with the result of an offer to discharge me with a disability, but I refused, so I was sent back to work. Our son Skip was going to an American dependent school in Weiden. This is close to the Hummel Nunnery.
Heard of Hummels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So Betty picked up a few, the little figurines. Also, Czech crystal wine glasses. Well, there we three
That's
took...
That's the wine glasses I showed you, those double-ended colored crystal. There's quite a story on how she did that. She had a German that could get her those glasses, but she had to go with him across the border into Czechoslovakia to get them. Cigarettes was the barter then, and we, among everybody else, would order a box of cigarettes. Now the box is about 3 feet tall, foot and a half wide, 2 feet thick.
Uh-huh.
I don't forget how many cartons was in that, but you could buy that and get it shipped to you, and then you doled it out. This is not in the book, I just happened to think of it. About the worth of cigarettes, how much they were worth. This Ford of ours, when we was moving from Berlin to Mannheim, we had to go through the Russian zone. Berlin is in the middle of the Russian zone. So we had to go through the Russian zone. Halfway through it was a British aid station. This is on the Autobahn, a British aid station. Just before I get to that, I threw a rod in that Ford. It started clattering. So we pulled into the aid station. An English mechanic and I dropped the pan, pulled both the heads, and took out the two pistons and rods that were thrown, put the heads back on the pan up, same gaskets, to put it back together. And I drove it that way to Heidelberg. I got out of the Russian zone all right, but just before I got to Mannheim, I meant to say Mannheim. Mannheim and Heidelberg right next to each other. Just before I got to Mannheim, I threw another rod. So that put me out of business. So we got a tow in to town, and the next day I went to the Ford dealer in Mannheim, German Ford dealer, and told him what I had and wondered if he could fix it. And he had to see it, so I had it towed in so he could see it, because he was pretty sure he could fix it. He says, oh yes, we have a factory rebuilt engine for Ford trucks. It's the same thing. It'll fit. Mm-hmm. It's got a heavy-duty clutch. And it's got a cast aluminum pan, but otherwise than that, it's the same engine. And I said, well, how much is this going to cost me? And he says, he gave me a price, equivalent of one carton of cigarettes. I said, oh, good, when can you get it? And he said, well, it's going to be maybe about a month before I can get one. So I laid a carton of cigarettes on this. How long is it going to take? I'll have it for you Friday. So for two cartons of cigarettes, I got a factory-rebuilt Ford engine installed at a Ford dealer. Now that's saving money. And they were using, the Germans were using cigarettes for barter like mad. And they smoked like mad. There was always a sign above the urinals, in men's urinals. It says, please do not throw the butts in the urinal. It makes them soggy and wet and so hard to light because they were always sniping butts. You throw a cigarette down and half a dozen of them be going for that butt.
Really?
They were worth their weight in gold. They'd field strip them and roll their own. They had to have the cigarettes. Cigarettes and coffee. That was the two biggest things because they were so sick of ersatz coffee made from almost anything except coffee. But that's the best deal I made. I did buy a real good camera, but for 10 cartons of cigarettes. But that engine was fantastic. And that lasted us till we got back to the States. And we traded it in on it lasted us for quite a while. And we traded it in on a 49 Ford Roadster, a convertible. It was 1 year old, but the Ford dealer that we was looking at, it had everything plus that we would have liked to have on one. Uh-huh. It even had the flying goose on the front of the radiator, if you can remember.
What's a flying
goose? It had flying goose. It had the...
Was that the head ornament?
A hood ornament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A swan, actually. Gold wings, chrome plates. It had everything on it, and it was bright red. And my wife just loved the hell out of it.